You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, time to get out of the cesspool. If we look at the meaning of what a cesspool is, it is an underground container for the temporary storage of liquid waste and sewage. It is also a disgusting or corrupt place. So time to get out of the cesspool means it's time to get out of the filthy, corrupt place. A cesspool is also considered a filthy, evil, or corrupt place. So when we look at time to get out of the cesspool, it's time to come out of that filthy, evil, corrupt place. Place that's unclean. Place that keeps you bound. When you look at the things of the world, the things that are polluting the people, being immoral, or living a lifestyle where there's no regard, or how is this seen in the eyes of God? Being in a cesspool is being in a place of filth, being in a place of uncleanliness, just living in that place. And the thing about a cesspool, you know, it's a polluted place. And the thing about being in it, those that are in it don't even realize that they are in a cesspool, because over time, when you continue to be in a space and operate a certain way and continue habits, and habits become a lifestyle, you know, you keep pushing that line further and further out, where things that once were held in your eyes as I'm not going to do this, and you see it a certain way, now you have a whole nother outlook, because when you've been doing something for so long, it seems like it's okay, because it's become easier and easier to partake in that thing, to live that way. Because now being in that polluted place, one can become immune. You don't even smell the stench you once smelled before. You're immune to it. If someone were to come and say, what's that smell? One might be like, what smell? I don't smell anything. Because they've been in that polluted place for so long. The stench of sin, they don't even smell it. It's become a way of life. So when we look at get out of the cesspool, it's time to get out of that filthy place. It's time to come out of that evil place. What has now become a norm that once was shunned upon. Sometimes when we live our life and surround ourselves around those who support or have the same common interest, if a group comes together, a group of people come together and they all think the same and they all have the same core beliefs, then within that group, whatever's being done seems to be right. Because when you look around, those around you have the same mindset. No one realizes that there's a cesspool we're all in. No one realizes that this filthy, unclean life we're living has to stop. Because to one that's in that cesspool, that has become the norm. One that's in that polluted place, that has become a way of life. And if that's where you remain, you have nothing to measure it by. It seems to be comfortable. It seems to be just right. A good fit. There's no challenge and to do better. There's no challenge because those that are around you think the same. Those that are around you have the same core beliefs. And the cesspool seems like the right address to continue to be in. The cesspool seems like the right place to continue to live, to continue to operate. Because you can do what you want, how you want, when you want. But it's a polluted place. And those that are in the cesspool, some may be there because they have not come into the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. Then there are those who are in the cesspool who are there because come into a backslidden place and have gotten comfortable there. The sad part is when you don't even realize that you're in a cesspool. And here's my moment of transparency. I can recall when I was once in a cesspool. Everything seemed normal because of My belief at that time, my belief system during that time, the lifestyle I chose to live to partake in having meantime relationships to occupy time and having things to try to live my life as if it was fulfilling my life, calling lust, love, and liquor the fixer. And the whole time I was living in a cesspool and didn't even know it. Why didn't I know that? Because pleasure is fun. Pleasure feels good to the flesh. Pleasure will make you think everything's all right. And being in that cesspool day in and day out, you connect and surround yourself with others who are in the cesspool as well. So everybody's in that cesspool and this is just the way we live. But one day, I got up out of that cesspool. I came into the knowledge of who Jesus is. It's one thing to know of him and then to know him. Those are two different things. And having a form of godliness. It's like some can straddle the fence and you know of them. And even though you know of them, you still are going to go over here and get in this cesspool because you want to do what you want to do when you want to do it. And being in a polluted place, you don't even see that it's polluted. You're blind. You have not come into the knowledge of who Jesus is. Being in a cesspool is not helpful. It's not healthy. It's not fruitful. It is not the way God has designed for us to be. He gives us free will. We have the right to choose. Yes, we do. But if we look at it from parent to child relationship, what parent, what father, what mother would want their child to live in a pool of filth? What father or mother would want their child to live in a polluted place when there's so much more that he has for us, living a purpose-filled life, but remaining in a contaminated place, a place that is no good, disease filled with filth, toxic? That is not the way God designed things for it to be. That is not what is best, what is fruitful, what is good for our life, to stay in that place. So it's time to come up out of the cesspool, the filthy, evil, contaminated, polluted place in our lives, or polluted places in our lives. One big filth of a pool. And some have got so comfortable just to lay there, to remain in it. Been in it so long, you don't see anything wrong with it. And again, you don't smell the stench of the cesspool because you've been there too long. You become immune to it. Cesspool for some may be different from for others, depending on choices, life circumstances, but it's all the same. It's still polluted. It's still filthy. It's still evil. It's still contaminated. So why stay in a place when there's so much more that awaits, when all one has to do is come into the knowledge of who Jesus is? Confess your sins. Confess your faults. Let it be known. Let today be a day you say, you know what? Enough is enough. I've been in this polluted place. I want better. I want better. I want to know who Jesus is. I want to be in a place where my relationship with God is where it needs to be. That my life begins to reflect in a good way. That I'm not just here taking up space, air and opportunity, but fulfilling purpose. Even coming out of the cesspool, coming into the knowledge of who Jesus is, and then going on to fulfill purpose. Knowing that I came out of the cesspool, I don't want to go back. So I encourage you, if you've been in the cesspool, if you've been in that place, whether it's for a short period of time or whether it's you've just been residing there for a while now, your seasons have been extended season after season in the same place, in that same polluted, toxic, contaminated, unclean place, I encourage you, let today be the day that you decide to come up out of the cesspool by choosing to know Jesus, by choosing to come into the knowledge of who Jesus is. Giving God your yes, moving forward, don't look back, and never returning back to the cesspool. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength. God, I ask you that those, God, that are in that place, Lord, of being in the cesspool, not even understanding or even knowing they were in a cesspool, that today be the day, God, their eyes are open. That those that are tuning in, Father, may their ears be able to hear and receive what is being shared in this moment, Lord. That those places that have bogged them down, have weighted them down, have kept them bound in a cesspool, that, Lord, that they have the strength to walk right out of the cesspool today. Walk right out of that place that's been polluted. Walk right out of that place that's been contaminated. Walk right out of that place that's been unclean. The place, God, that has kept them bound, that filthy place. That they come into a place, Lord, of knowing who you are. Moving forward, not looking back. I ask you right now, Lord, give them clarity in thought. Give them understanding. And may their hearts be forever changed. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.